OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show.
You came here to party, go on, put your hands up. If you wanna get it started, go on, put your hands up. All my ladies in the front, all my thugs in the club. If you looking for some love, go on, put your hands up. Hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up. If you came here to party, go on, put your hands up. All my ladies in the front, all my thugs in the club. If you looking for some love, go on, put your hands up.
Good evening and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. As always, we'll be discussing the latest entertainment news, sports, fashion, and movie reviews. Now tonight we welcome the hair doctor herself, Ms. LaShonda Hayes, and then four funny guys you have to meet. They call themselves Comedy Grind. As always, I want you to call us your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. I want to also remind you that we're all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Instagram, and, of course, our official website, thestephenknightshow.com, where you can find links to all of our social media links. And Adam, as you know, he's been traveling. He's in Australia. I think now he's in Thailand. He is capturing all his Instagram. So go to Instagram/flyasakite. Spelled out like it sounds, and you can capture all his wonderful pictures he's been taking. I can't wait for him to get back and tell us what's going on. But anyway, keep up with us there. But, Ms. Parker, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm a little under the weather, but overall I'm doing good, so I can't complain.
Are you feeling better than yesterday?
Yeah, I felt better than yesterday. I don't have a sore throat anymore. Like, I woke up yesterday just feeling kind of, I had sore throat, congestion, and then a headache. And so I took some meds, and then today I woke up early, same kind of situation, and I feel a little better, you know what I mean? I did try to work out still. Like, I got up this morning, I tried to work out just to sweat it out, you know what I mean? And then I worked out, you know, did some cardio here at the house, and so I felt a little better. I was ready to get my voice back and not have to call for if I meant.
Right. Did you go back? Did you go into the office or you stayed home today?
No, I went in the office. I left around 3:34.
Okay.
But, yeah, I did go in. We just have so much going on. It's a busy week for us, which is good stuff. So, you know, I got to be a trooper and make it happen, make it all work.
try to get some rest. You know, rest is always something that is helpful when you're not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Rest, fluids, and just, like, yeah. The biggest thing is rest. You're right. How was your weekend? I know we got a chance to catch up with some of our really good friends on Saturday. How was the rest of your weekend?
It was an eventful weekend, but good, really good. After I left you guys, I came home and hung out here and took a nap for about an hour or so. Then I headed out to Fairburn. I'm not sure if you remember my cousin, Talisha. She has three little kids I used to babysit. Let me tell you, they are all grown. Aaron is a junior in high school. I haven't seen him in a couple of years, which is a shame. They're an hour away from here, but I should probably make more of an effort to see them because I do miss them. But, you know, life just getting away in Atlanta traffic and on the weekends I'm trying to fit in. But Anaya is the middle child, and she is a freshman in high school, and they had a play. They did The Wiz, and it was the best play I have seen probably in a long time. Like, it was professionally done. They did such an awesome job. I was expecting to go in there and see a halfway decent play, you know, high school kids. Supposedly the high school she goes to is one of the best ones in Georgia for performing arts. And I didn't know that. But it was, I mean, they did an awesome job. Those kids were really talented. And so I did that on Saturday night, was out there until about 12:30 at night on Saturday. And then on Sunday I woke up and decided that I was going to make the day of kind of like feeding my soul. I just felt that in my spirit. So I went to meditative yoga. Then I went to Stone Mountain. Then I went to the farmer's market. And actually, I took some friends to Stone Mountain. They were in town from Chicago. So it was a long day as well. Very good day.
That's good. I saw the pictures. Yeah, actually, my weekend started really good, you know. Friday, I just hung out with some friends. Saturday, got to meet up with you and some of my other former co-workers and really good friends. Went to that place called Bar Taco, which I had never been to, and I think you're the one that kind of found that place. Is that right?
Yes. My friends go there all the time, so I just want to check it out. I'm always getting invited to go for happy hour, and I really don't do happy hour anymore because I have so much to do after work. But I've been wanting to check it out, so I was glad that I got a chance to.
It was good, too. That food was really good. And they have, like, their style is different where, and, you know, I was talking to someone about that today, and what it does is kind of helps them sell more tacos because when you have more options, all you have to do is put a one beside it, how many you want. You know what I mean? It does help them sell more. But the food was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, the food was good. I heard nothing but great things about the place. The food was good. The atmosphere is very nice, and I know that when it's warm outside, people go out there and sit out and get a drinks. And I think it's one of those places that are going that this summer is probably be pretty crowded this summer. So I think they're fairly new.
Yeah, but even it was a little chilly on Saturday. Beautiful day, but chilly. But even still, it was packed. You know, it was packed. We went, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty packed. And I know that we went with a great group of friends that absolutely loved them to death. And one of our friends actually went back yesterday.
No, I saw that. She didn't get enough. She didn't get enough.
You can never get it. You can never get enough of them good tacos.
You're right. You're right about that. That you cannot lie about. Anyway, we went on Adam. He's traveling the world. I can't wait to hear his stories. But Chike, what's going on with you? You had an interesting weekend as well, didn't you?
Yeah, brother. I am so exhausted today for it, though.
Tell us about it.
I was hanging out with the incomparable diva, Miss Faith Evans.
Faith Evans?
She's such a party animal. I was in New York. Actually, last night seemed like a Stephen Knight Show alumni dinner or something. We had Corey Taylor. We had Cheryl Flowers. Of course, Faith Evans. They were all in the house. Actress Lania Love. Everyone that's been on the Stephen Knight Show pretty much was in the same building. Pretty interesting.
Wow.
Faith Evans performed for R&B Spotlight. Event which Corey Taylor hosts and runs.
Yeah.
Was in New York at SOBs, and she tore the house down.
Just
a shout out to Corey Taylor for a number of things. One, for giving a platform for independent budding artists to have a vehicle to use for exposure. Just shout out to him for allowing these artists, you know, bi-monthly to get up on stage and just give you what they have. There's no other venue and no other showcase like it. Faith Evans was the headliner, and she tore the house down. And I pretty much just hung out with her for the rest of the night, to the point where I went to work this morning straight from New York City. So, I'm hurting a little bit today.
It's been a great night.
Yeah, it was. It was a great night. And that the interview that I have with her will be coming out on Conversations with Chike Evans probably early next week.
Great. And where can everybody check that out?
You can go to my Facebook page, Conversations with Chike Evans. It will probably be hitting Twitter. It'll definitely be on YouTube. So definitely check that out. But the source of all my content is my Facebook Conversations with Chike Evans page.
Awesome.
With all that, I'm sorry.
That's an awesome work.
I didn't hear you. Thank you.
That's an awesome work. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you. With all of that, I did manage to see Chappie, like I said I was going to. And I actually tried to go see Get Hard, but it was all sold out. So obviously Kevin Hart is doing pretty well. I still want to see the movie so I can actually rate it and give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down. But he was sold out. So, kudos to Kevin Hart.
There's some controversy with that movie, too, isn't it? Controversy about, they say, it's being you know, a lot of stereotypes when it comes to races, but also it, they said it's homophobic, in a sense. But
yeah,
they always do the whole thing when they say that this is comedy, and people, you know, comedians, they take, you know, those kind of issues, race, sexuality, religion, and they kind of make jokes out of it.
Well, that tends to be the, yeah, I do. It tends to be the trend now. I mean, if you look at ABC's lineup, just for example, not really like pointing a gun at ABC, but just for example, you have the Black-ish show on ABC. You have, was it Fresh Off the Boat or Off the Boat or something?
Uh-huh.
And
Fresh
it has the Asians. And then there's, I don't know the name of the show, but then it's the Hispanics. Those are three shows.
Yeah.
On ABC, and they're kind of racy when it comes to race. All those shows.
Yeah.
The other show would be Modern Family, but, you know, that's been on for some years now, and they don't really – I guess their thing would be the gay issue. They touch on that.
Right. Right.
So, like, ABC's, like, trailblazing when it comes to that type of comedy. So, and this, they're top shows, so buying it, they're – buying into it.
Absolutely.
It's all right. Who are we to say, you know, what's offensive and what's not?
Right, yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I have yet to see the movie yet, so. Now, back to Chappie, which stars Hugh Jackman, and it's pretty much about artificial intelligence. Robot is created, but it's created with a lot of human emotion and quote-unquote personality. And the same people that created the movie District 9 created Chappie. This movie has another side to it. Although on the surface it's about this robot that's created and you're rooting for this robot and you want the robot to excel and win, you actually become endeared to this robot because it has a personality. And it's almost like watching a child. The other part of this movie is it challenges your thoughts to the human condition. Why are we here? What makes us human? Is it the fact that we have a soul, our cognitive reasoning? Does that make us human? What is the human quotient? And I thought that was very, very interesting. Definitely advise people to go check this movie out because it definitely will make you think what is actually being human. If a robot can feel all of those things and manufacture all those same qualities that a human can bring, does that make the robot human?
You know, it's kind of like the show Extent that Halle Berry starred in with Steven Spielberg, directed, where they, you know, her husband on the show, he had created their son as a robot. And so they were, there was a big, you know, conversation, debate about robots, you know, be a part of society, and, you know, a lot of people are against it because they're not real people, but then, you know, for families that couldn't have their own children, be able to create your own child using that same kind of DNA type. It's kind of like that, right?
Mm-hmm. A little bit, but this robot is not simulating human in the sense of a look. It's not deceiving you visually. It's deceiving you emotionally.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. Like when you look at Chappie looks like a robot. But you feel for Chappie because Chappie exhibits humanistic
emotions.
Qualities.
I got you. So you recommend that one as a must see?
Absolutely. Okay. Only if you want
Coming
to, you know, be a proactive thinker.
Right. What's coming down the pipeline?
Right now, I can't get my mind off Jurassic World. I know it's not until June, but I just want to know what they're going to do. Like, how many times are these people going to go back to this park with these dinosaurs? Like, for real. You got me once. You got me twice. I'm going back. I just want to see. And then, of course, definitely, you have to bring it. I'm sure it's going to be full of a lot of action and special effects. That's what everyone's going in for. But at a certain point in time, you know, you continue to make sequels. When does it stop being plausible?
Yeah,
how deep
exactly.
can you go into it? I'm also looking forward to the HBO series Entourage hitting the silver screen. This movie, just I've watched the trailer a few times. I used to love the actual series, so I can't wait to see, you know, what they do with them on the big screen. And HBO has had great success by taking their series to the big screen. We all know Sex and the City. And I think they were going to revisit The Sopranos, but, you know, James Gandolfini, you know, passed away. So we'll see.
Yeah.
That's all I really have for right now. I am going to try to see Get Hard sometime this week so I can have that report for you.
Yeah, let us know what you think, too. And everyone can check out your interview with Faith Evans next week, and they can go to your Facebook page,
I actually have a few interviews coming up. I've been knocking them out the box almost like every day this week. An artist by the name of David Live. Check him out. He's someone who is about to work with Missy Elliott. He's actually down in Atlanta now working with Missy. He recently did some work with Tweet. Sat down and had an interview with him. And a young lady by the name of Robin Hood. She's an MC / actress. She's very, very hot. And I think you're going to like her interview as well. I want to try to get both of them on the Stephen Knight Show as well. We need to talk to them.
Yeah, you have to. You definitely have to. But, yeah, GK, so we appreciate you. And everyone go to his Facebook page, Conversation with GK Evans' Facebook page, to keep up with all the great work he's doing there. Thanks, GK, and we'll see you in a hot topic, okay?
Before I leave, I know I never mention it, I say, but please, you know, follow me on Twitter and on Instagram.
Yeah.
Everything is at Absolutely GK. At Absolutely TK. I'm everywhere. And if, you know, you can't do that, just Google me, TK Evans, everywhere. Just follow me.
Make it easy. Thank you, TK.
Thank you, thank you.
All right. Hey, Ron, what's going on with you, man?
Yo, happy last Monday of March. Happy
last Monday of March.
It flew by.
It was a eventful month, though.
Absolutely. Just want to let everyone
weekend?
Know my weekend was good. Nothing to brag about, but it was all right. I watched basketball all, you know, weekend.
I'm sure you did. The whole time.
Oh, yeah. So we'll be Wisconsin, Kentucky. Oh, gosh, I got a brain fart. Michigan State and Duke. Wisconsin, Kentucky, Michigan State, and Duke. Kentucky barely. I'm gonna have to say Kentucky. Kentucky showed me something, man. They almost lost to Notre Dame. I mean, oh my God, so close. But they held it together. They made the plays in the last minute of the game, and that's what championship teams do. They made the play down the stretch. Kentucky, all the way. Yes, they are going to win it all. There it is. What about you?
You said it.
What about you, Stephen? What about you? Who you got
listen,
winning?
If you say it, I believe it. I'll bet my money what you say because I know you're the expert here. You're the expert.
Ms. Parker, what about you? Ms. Parker?
I don't watch college ball. And I don't keep track of it. Sorry.
Oh, okay. No,
she couldn't tell you.
Not a problem. So
she couldn't tell you.
Yeah, all right, cool. Now, as far as with pro ball, I haven't been watching the NBA because of March Madness. I'm sorry, I'm just
right.
Yeah, which I apologize, but once the Final Four is over, then I'll refocus back on the NBA because also the end of the regular season is actually starting now, so these last couple of weeks of the regular season should be really interesting.
Okay.
As far as with the teams trying to get playoff seedings and everything, so I'm looking at that like seventh and eighth spot in the Western Conference. You know, Oklahoma City, New Orleans, Phoenix. Like who's what team's going to, you know, really lock up those last two spots? So next week I'll definitely be talking about that. Definitely.
All right.
Yeah,
anything else going on?
Nah, we can get ahead and go ahead and talk to Miss Ferguson if she's on the line.
She is here, Miss Ferguson. I know she has some wonderful sales for us. So,
I do. How you doing?
We're doing good. How are you, Mother to be?
I'm okay. I can't complain.
Hi, Miss Ferguson.
Hey, Miss Parker.
Everyone wanted us to tell you congratulations. We saw Tammy and Esther and Stoney said he's gonna call
Andrea.
Stoney was actually supposed to go to lunch sometime soon, so I need to get a hold of him because I was actually waiting to go to lunch. Tell him that we were having a baby.
Yeah.
We let
the cat out of the bag.
Well, that's okay. It's no problem.
But everybody was excited. They were very excited.
Oh, good. Okay, well, I'm glad they were glad. So when did you guys go to lunch?
Saturday went to Bar Taco.
Okay.
Really good food. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I have a couple of things for you guys tonight. But keep in mind that next week is Easter. So they're going to have, a lot of flash sales next week. But so this week, things were scarce, but I still was able to find something. Today at Old Navy, if you shop there online, today only and online only, you can get 35% off of your purchase when you spend $75. Plus, you can get two-day free shipping. The same thing goes for Gap, except for you get 40% off. So if you shop at Gap today only and online only, you can get 40% off of your $75 purchase. Plus, you can get two-day free shipping. Banana Republic is also having a sale, but theirs is a little bit different. They're having a sale down through the 13th of April, and you can save 40% off your full-price purchase. Victoria's Secret, they're having a – this is something that you had to have caught earlier today, but they were having a sale. And this was in stores only and today only, where you got a $10 free $10 reward gift card with the purchase of any bra. Nine West is having a friends and family event right now through the 2nd, and if you shop there now, you can get 30% off of your entire purchase. The Limited is having a spring fling event, and that is today only. And, of course, you can get 40% off of the Scandal collection, everything that's involved in the Scandal collection. I don't know if you guys knew this or if I ever talked about it. I don't think I did. But they have they pretty much have a whole line dedicated toward Kerry Washington's character. And she even helped to design some of the items. So they had that whole line dedicated towards her character on Scandal. So it's actually kind of pricey for the Limited, because I think they're, sometimes I think the Limited can be a bit ridiculous for what they're asking for their clothes. But anyway, you can get
40% off. I went in there. I saw the line.
Yeah.
It was cute, but it was a little pricey.
Yeah, it's a little pricey. I mean, and then on top of that, aside from the, Limited, they're not cheap, but they're not overly expensive either. I mean, you can get a suit if you're shopping right. You can buy the suit jacket and get the pants or the skirt or a dress for free. I try to tell you guys about that occasionally, but they do nothing like that for the Scandal line. They never, ever do anything like that for the Scandal line. And they started doing this, I believe, last year. They came up with this line. But, like I said, it can be a bit ridiculously priced, but they're giving you 40% off today only. So you have to use code SPRING at checkout if you're shopping online, which if you're hearing about the sale for the first time right now, you are shopping online because they're closed in the store. So you have to use code SPRING if you're shopping online. And last but not least, the Bloomingdale's Friends and Family event, their sale ends tonight. So you have to hurry up and shop, and you can get up to 25% off your purchase. And that's all I have for you guys this evening.
Awesome.
Yeah, they can find all that at budgetshopaholic.com, correct?
Yep, they surely can.
All right, Ms. Ferguson, thank you so much, as always, and have a great week, okay?
Okay, you too. I'll talk to you guys later.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right. TK, Ms. Parker, hey, are you ready for Hot Topics?
Ready as
ready.
Be.
All right. All right, so first topic. They shot Black Girl Rocks over the weekend, and First Lady Michelle Obama, she appeared there as a special guest, and she was called a racist for supporting Black Girls Rock. She got some praise, but then there are, you know, of course, her critics have said that she's a racist for attending that event. What are your thoughts?
Is she or is she not a black woman? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, why would I can't even talk about it. That's just dumb.
It's so dumb. I guess I just feel like people are going to go either way. You know, they just need to survive. Because I'm like, I don't see the big deal.
Right.
At all.
Right. Well, you know, there was a Caucasian lady who tweeted something. She said, although I'm not a quote-unquote black girl, she said, I understand why it's important for this voice to be heard because people of, you know, color, especially women of color, you know, some of the trials and struggles they have to go through, and to have someone of that magnitude to represent them, you know, she applauds that. So I think that, you know, people just need to find something to do, really. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Everything is not an issue.
Everything is not an issue.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, it's like they wake up. It's really draining to even hear. So I know for her, it's like, really?
Right.
In this day and age, we don't really have positive imagery of ourselves out there. So,
right.
Especially for young women of color. So you're a young woman of color, and you have the First Lady of the United States who is of color, like you. Do you know how powerful that is for girls of a generation to see themselves in Michelle Obama? Like, come on, y'all. That's crazy.
Well, that's why some people are hating, because they don't want black or brown girls to actually feel good about themselves. So that's why you have some of this hatred and negativity going on, because some people just cannot accept the fact that black girls rock, that brown girls rock also. It's not just white girls that rock. Black girls can rock also. And to have someone that actually is a black girl, you know, and can speak on it from one of the highest platforms in the world, it's powerful. And some people just don't like it. They just hate it. Hate on.
I agree. Hate on. Hate on. All right, next topic. Life and Style magazine is reporting that there's going to be an unofficial tell-all book based on Jay-Z and Beyonce's marriage that touches on claims of cheating, a love child, drug use, and dirty business dealings. The source says that there are even allegations that they have split up three times in the past 4 years and discussed divorce each time. The book will be released this fall. They're saying that Beyonce's terrified because it's going to change the way people see her. You know, she's a dominant person, you know, professionally, you know, woman empowerment, strong, but this book will show her in like a, you know, superior type of role. What are your thoughts on this book? One, do you believe the book, and are you interested in reading the book, or what do you think about this kind of thing?
I think I'll go ahead and pass on this, and let me just justify why. I don't spend not one second of my day thinking about Beyonce and Jay-Z's wedding. Marriage. I don't care. I don't live in their home. I do not for a second care what's going on in personal lives. I am a fan as far as me being a fan of them as artists, but I don't think about their personal life, so I don't really care.
Right.
Okay.
What happened? What happened to just liking people's music? Like, what happened to
right.
Like,
it's so ridiculous.
You know,
like, get a
right. Life. Right. I don't care what they do in their bedroom. I don't care if he got girlfriends and everything. I don't care if she has issues or what. Who cares? As long as she can sing and she's still able to perform, and him, as long as they're able to give a good show and good music, that's all I care about. That's all I care. That's it. Everything else, I don't want to know. That's too much. It's just too much information. Too much to know.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, too much.
When I pick up a book, I normally am getting some kind of nutrients from it.
Right.
Even if it's a biography. you know, you're learning about people's trials and tribulations as it relates to how they became a success. That just seems like someone's quick attempt to make some quick cash off of,
right,
I guess, a very expensive tabloid.
Yeah.
And I'm a big believer of what you, your intake and outtake, so detoxing and intoxing. I think a lot of times we are so filled with intoxicating information and media and all that stuff that even participating, willingly participating in reading this book is participating in that detoxing of your brain. Like, I think when you read, it has to be something that's nourishing your soul and educating you for something. To buy a book about gossip, it's just,
right,
I think I passed that, at especially at my age.
Yeah.
And I agree with Parker, because it seems like that there's some people that they live off of this. You know, they live to see other people in misery. They live to hear the dirty details of someone's personal life. Why do you even care? Focus on your own life. Move forward. You know what I'm saying? I agree with that. All right, next topic. So, apparently NeNe Leakes has not been pleased with her interaction on Housewives of Atlanta this season. And she announced today that her and Kim Zolciak are getting their own spinoff show, and they start filming this summer. Will you be watching?
No.
Yes. Me.
Ms. Parker says no. A-Ron, you'll be watching?
Ms. Parker knows. A-Ron, yes. Yes, 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 yes. And the reason is because I am a fan of Kim Zolciak. I think she's great. I actually like when Kim and NeNe were on the show together, when they were in, like, a good space, because they, when they are in a good space, they are really fun to watch. They're entertaining. They are lovable. They have a really good chemistry together. Like, they are really – they seem to me like they're really good friends, that maybe the television and all that might have, well, then maybe they won't be friends after this show. I like it. So far, yes, I like it. I'll just say that. I like it.
When I was watching Ratchet TV, I do recall them being on a trailer, like some kind of bus situation, and NeNe tried to choke Kim out.
Yeah,
well,
she is a
don't
TK.
Didn't that happen?
They said it made up.
Yes, it happened. It happened. It did.
Okay, I just can't see me going into business with someone that I tried to choke out. I just don't understand.
When that check comes in the plane, they'll make out. They'll make up. As you said, ratchet.
Yeah.
When the check comes in the plane, they make.
Well,
we cool. We make this money together.
I don't know if y'all know this or not, but NeNe on this season, she actually is actually distancing herself from the show anyway. It's like she wants to leave anyway. So I think she's been wanting to leave for like the past year, and now she has to exit out. She has her own spinoff.
I don't think she's gonna leave the real show, the main show. I think she'll do this spinoff and
do
the one part of her marriage. I don't think this is her bread and butter. She gets her other gigs and stuff, you know, graduates tour, but this is her bread and butter. You know what I mean? She doesn't have anything
But you have to admit, like, since she's done this little stint on Broadway, I'm doing the air quotes, she's been acting different since she's been on Broadway. She's been acting different.
Yeah, arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't never like to say I don't like people that I don't know, but I don't care for her because I see how she acts on the show, at least the public perception of her, and I don't really care for the way she's perceived. I mean, she seems like a bully. You know, they say people when they get fame and fortune, how it can go to your head. To me, she's the epitome of that.
Mm-hmm.
To me, she's the epitome of that. But anyway.
I will say this one thing about it. She wanted. They wanted you on the show, really?
No, I said she can still come on this show if she wants to.
Oh, okay, exactly. Well, I don't know if she heard you just say that. Maybe she won't come on the show now if like she heard what you just said.
She probably won't.
We better.
Her
all right. Go ahead. era?
Oh, I was just going to say this. I will check out this spinoff show, but in order for me to continue watching it, even though I am a fan of Kim, if NeNe is still up to her same ratchet, angry, bitterness mode, then I will not watch it anymore. If she's trying to become the NeNe of old, who was just a really nice, spirited woman, then I'll watch. But if it's this stuck up, angry, everybody's out to get me, NeNe, then I won't watch. I won't watch that.
All right.
We'll see.
Well, last story before we go to our guest here. First, last story. So Haiti Crawford Fishburne, that's the 80-year-old mother of Lawrence Fishburne. She has been told that, she told that she's unable to pay her rent for several months. She's received written notice informing that she'll be evicted from a Los Angeles apartment on Tuesday. It's $1,500 a month. She's been unable to reach her son, Lawrence, who she has not spoken to in the last year. Last time she spoke to him was when his father passed away. She says she feels hurt and disappointed because for 20 years she supported his acting career, going into her 401k, going to her retirement to help support him, and she feels like he's gone Hollywood and will not help his 80-year-old mother with her finances. What are your thoughts?
You know, people always say that you should have kids because they'll take care of you when you get old. Proof positive that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I think there's more to the story as far as why he's not helping her, but I still don't think that justifies him not. So let's say they had a falling out. No matter what the issue is, if I had money and I had a falling out with my parents, especially my mother, I will still pay her rent. Paying her bills, let's say you have to with her every day just in case she's this evil person that you can't stand or whatever the case may be. She is still your mother. So I can't really justify him not helping her, but I do think there's more to the story.
Yeah. And, you know,
I think so,
to piggyback on Ms. Parker, Tyler Perry had the same situation with his father, I believe. He didn't grow up with them. They weren't close or whatnot. But
that's different. I wouldn't have
helped
him in that case.
What I'm saying, he does still, he bought him a home, he pays for his home, he pays for his livelihood, even though they're still not close, so he feels like, that's my father, I want to make sure at least he has that. So I get what you're saying when it comes to, regardless of the situation, that to make sure that person, especially if you can afford it, you know what I mean? If you can afford
it. If you can afford it,
yeah. And that's mom, you know, all, you know, good or bad mom. Mom should at least have a roof over her head, you know. I would not have my mom out on the street. I'm sorry, even if her and I have the biggest issue, especially if I could afford it, Hell, even if I couldn't afford it, if I have a roof over my head, my mom is going to have a roof over her head.
Uh-huh.
Especially being
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right.
Chica?
We don't really know the circumstances of the situation. And the reason that I say that is because I had a similar situation in my family when my grandmother was alive. I had an aunt that was taking care of her bills. But my grandmom wanted to take care of her grown sons along with getting that assistance from my aunt. So my aunt made an ultimatum: you cannot continue to take care of your grown sons when I'm taking care of you because I'm not taking care of them. So there was a little standoff, so my aunt cut my grandmother off until she wisened up to cut her sons off, and then she resumed. So we don't know the behind the story situation with this.
That's true.
That's all I have to say.
That's true. Well, we wish them both that they mend whatever relationship they have. But before we go to commercial break, question of the day: what are some bad habits that are deal breakers when it comes to dating or getting to know someone? Go to the Facebook Steve and I Show. Our tweet is at Steve and I Show SHO. Let us know your thoughts. We'll be right back after this.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET News? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
The Hair Doctor has launched a campaign, the Healthy Hair Movement, which includes a YouTube series designed to educate people on how to properly care for their hair. A business owner, the Hair Doctor has over 9 years of experience as a master stylist in the beauty industry. She has lived in Atlanta for the past 4 years and built a brand that clients trust with their real hair. One factor that makes the Hair Doctor unique is her dedication to ensuring each client's hair is healthy. Please help me welcome the Hair Doctor herself, Ms. LaShonda Hayes. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how y'all doing out there?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I just want to thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, no. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I actually, you know, my hair isn't that important to me, but I have a sister and a mother who, you know, my mother, who they're all about their hair, you know what I mean? And they all went natural,
yeah.
And I know how important it is to them. So tell us how you knew this was the profession you kind of wanted to go into to help women really just, you know, help this part about themselves.
Definitely. Well, I noticed from doing hair over the years that women are very, very serious about their hair. How their appearance is, and, you know, I started doing clients, and they were doing extensions, and they noticed that their hair was coming out, and their hair wasn't being treated the right way, starting to come where people were very visual with just how they looked on the outside, but not taking care of their hair on the inside. So I had came across one client that was very, very emotional, and she just didn't know what to do. All her hair was breaking off. So it always had been my passion of the hair care, but I automatically just geared toward just really caring for people's hair.
Yeah. And, you know, and if you've seen the movie Chris Rock did, I think it was Black Hair, and there's different documentaries and things like that. You know,
yeah.
Women, they really do care about their hair, and they'll spend
yeah.
money on their hair. If they
mm-hmm.
can't pay that rent, their hair can be looking right. So
right.
Why do you think it's so important, you know, that we're able to, or you're able to help, you know, kind of correct this thing? Because it's kind of a self-esteem thing, wouldn't you think?
Yes, exactly. It is a self-esteem. Well, I just really believe that the hair just basically enhances the person. As
uh-huh.
the Bible says, you know, a woman, her hair is her glory. So if her hair is not together, you know, her self-esteem is not going to be all the way there. Or maybe she's going to be so much worried about how people, you know, receive her if she's not confident in the way that she looks.
Right, yeah. So you talk about how weaves have destroyed the state of Black women's hair. And, you know, so many people wear weaves and wigs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think
that? It's just a lack of knowledge, you know. They're just not being educated. And it's not that, you know, it's their fault. It's their stylist's fault. You know, if they don't know how to do their hair, how to treat their hair, when to take down their extensions in the right proper time, they just don't know. And once they
mm-hmm.
don't know, you know, it's an area that starts to lack. And before you know it, the hair is damaged.
Yeah. Once it's damaged, is there any way of bringing it back, or is it, you know, is it irreversible? Or?
Well, definitely. It's definitely able to bring it back. It just depends on what state it's in. You know, starting
okay.
off with a consultation just to see, you know, what went wrong with the hair and what direction you can go into.
Because I know my mother, she always had long hair and thick hair, but I think over the years, you know, she had a lot of perms, and it made her hair really
mm-hmm.
stringy.
understand.
And then when she started going natural, I mean, she had, like, Oprah hair. Like, it was big thing. So what's the advantages to have a less processed hair to having it more natural?
Well, I'm not against having chemicals. It's just, using the chemicals in the wrong way. But I really believe that the hair is really more natural. I mean, more healthy, natural. Because sometimes the chemicals tend to, you know, mess up the integrity of the hair. So the hair would tend to, you know, be thick. But using the chemicals over time, it'll start thinning the hair out, or the hair won't be, it'll start not being as soft. It'll be more harder. As you said, with your mom, her hair started to be stringy. It just messed up the integrity of the hair.
Okay. Well, tell us about your YouTube series, Healthy Hair Movement. Tell us about that.
Well, we just started the Healthy Hair Movement, and it's just basically reach out to different individuals that just don't know where to go. They're having issues with their hair, and they've been looking for somebody, but they can't find the person. So I just wanted to be able to open it up on social media, reach out to different people, and maybe even get the people to, you know, chime in and just ask questions and what's been going on with their hair, or even for me to post up stuff about recent things that have happened in the past and how to care for it, because it's people out there that's really going through it with their hair, and they just don't know.
They don't know. And so this will help them at least know where to direct the question. If they, you know, they had some questions about, well, this is not right. You know, at least they'll know what direction they're going to, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. And what are the air dates for that? Where can people check out this YouTube series?
They can go on to YouTube, and it's the Elshon Studios page, and they also can find us on our website at elshonstudios.com. Instagram is Elshon Studio Salon, and my personal Instagram is I Am the Hair Doctor, that's where they can find us.
Now, a lot of people might be listening tonight and saying, what makes her think she's a hair doctor? What would you say? What would you say classifies you as a hair doctor?
Well, I just like to give this scenario where, you know, if you're having an illness with your body, of course you're going to go to the doctor, and because you tried everything, you tried all the over-the-counter things, and it's just not working. So I just like to put hair in front of that, and you tried everything, you went to the beauty supply store, those products are not working, and you're just to a point where, like, I really need a professional. Well, that's the reason why you call the hair doctor.
Okay. And what would be, like, the intake process? Like, you know, a new client intake process. How do they reach out to you?
I like to start off with a consultation. Like to know what the foundation is, what you've been using on your hair, how long you've been using it, when did the issue start, and just start from there.
Okay. Now, is this just for men? I mean, for women, or do you treat men, or what's your expertise?
I treat men. My expertise is definitely women, but as long as you have a scalp with hair, hey, I can work with it.
Have you had to work with men, and if so, what are some of the challenges they've had when they come to you?
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
I was asking, have you had to work with men in the past? And if so, what are some of their challenges? Why are they coming to seek your help?
They have very dry and flaky scalp. It tends to, you know, as you start to get your hair cut and start cutting it down, you'll see that your scalp tends to be a little more white than it's supposed to be. And just being able to heal the dry area of the scalp.
Okay. Well, before we go, tell us about Elshon Studio Boutique Salon. Tell us about your salon here.
Well, my salon is located in Tucker, Georgia. We're catered to, as you know, hair care. It's a small boutique, one-on-one sessions, where it's just intimate. It's where you're actually getting knowledge. You're able to be in a comfortable setting. And it's just an experience.
It's an experience. And I think that's what everybody wants to walk away with, a good experience. And for the hair to look good. Tell everybody one more time where they can keep up with you and learn more about your business.
Okay, you can follow us at Elshine Studio Salon. You can also follow us on Facebook at Elshine Studios. You can follow my personal page is IAM_thehairdoc. And then you can also follow Elshine Studio Salon on Instagram.
Rashawn Hayes, I thank you so much for joining us tonight, and I wish you continued success. And thanks for helping these ladies get their hair right. No man wants
hey, no
to
problem.
Their hair messed up.
Yes.
Have a good
thank
one.
Thank you for this opportunity. You too.
All right. Thank you. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, listen. You know, while you're enjoying this program, you could be making touch-ups to pics you've taken. Not just any photos, ones that make people say, oh, mm-hmm. my God, how'd you do that? And I've got the instructions mm-hmm. to help. Go to www.learntrickphotographytoday.com. I'll teach you how to amaze them all. Go to www.learntrickphotographytoday.com.
Joyous gospel, expressed in song. Singer-songwriter Gwendolyn M. Smith shares her inspiration in Faithful, a powerful album of praise and worship of the Lord. Contemporary Christian music, proclaiming the love of Jesus Christ. Faithful by Gwendolyn M. Smith, available now. Visit GwendolynMSmith.com. Order today.
Comedy Grind. We have you on the line?
You in here?
Yeah, you on the line.
Okay. You know what? I'm thinking that you weren't there, and it turned out I was on mute. Welcome to the show.
Hey,
thank
man.
You.
Let me give you
the intro. Comedy Grind consists of four members: Sean Connor, Will Wright, Kells Barksdale, and Stephen Brown. They're four
yes.
friends who perform together under the name Comedy Grind, and they're collectively from Delaware Valley Tri-State area. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
All right. So tell us, how did this come to be? How did these four guys say, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to make people laugh, we're going to be Comedy Grind? Tell us about the backstory.
We'll explain that. All right. Can you hear me? It's Will Wright.
We hear you, Will.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, how it came about was it was the four of us. We was all, like, running into each other a lot. Kells Barksdale and Steve was, like, together all the time. Me and Sean was together all the time. And I just came up to all three of them and said, yo, look, let's just ride out together. At first, we were just going to ride out and look out for each other in that sense. Like, just, you know, like, just, hey.
Share gas,
you know, tolls and stuff like that. But then we rocked out for, like, a week together one week and said, yo, we got something special. And decided we was going to become Comedy Cross.
Wow.
Let's
wow.
Steve rock. Let's Steve talk.
Am I on the line? Hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. One thing also that we came together on, we came together that we wanted to show people that as a unit, as four guys, four black guys, that we could stick together and do things as a team and don't always have to be divided all the time. That's one thing we pride ourselves on as Comedy Grind is we could be successful together. We could be successful as a whole. And I feel like that's what's going to fuel us forward because we want to show the people underneath of us, the young guys, that it's not about being a crab in a barrel to be successful. I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, that's important, though, because don't you think that, you know, a lot of you, especially when you have people pursuing any kind of thing, a lot of times it's all about self. It's all about them being successful. When you're able to bring everyone else together, you create the experience and something other people can learn off of. Don't you think that?
True.
Indeed, brother.
Yeah. So tell us some of the things that you all have experienced during your days as Comedy Grind.
A lot of things. Like, for example, we realize with comedians, it's not all laughs and jokes and stuff. Like, we go through things, too, like any brothers would go through. The good thing about us is everybody respects each other's, you know, craft. So it's not like anybody's trying to be better than anybody else. We're all trying to, like, let's say, like, Will kills the show. Then I'll be like, all right, that's what's up. And it'll drive all of us to do better and bring our game up. But
absolutely.
That's a lot of what we have experienced. We also travel a lot together, Brooklyn to Baltimore, and we're located in South Jersey. So anywhere we'll ride out to.
And also with the group and us being four, like the one thing I experienced is perspective. Like through us four, man, everyone doesn't see everything the same. So it's like it's something that I might see funny that the guys might see funny in another different way. And it will help me make the topic that more funnier. And the same thing that goes with all of us. Like, our car rides has to be, like, if we had a camera in the car when we go places, that could sell itself in the DVD, I feel like. That's when our funniest moments happen. Like, it's like, we'll I'll find something funny, and Kells will build off of it, and then Will will build off of it, and then Sean will add into it. And before you know it, we'll create a whole character in the car out of nothing.
Wow. So how do you motivate each other outside of, obviously, you know, you are doing this together, you are really grinding together. But like, say if, you know, everyone's not always on every night. And I know, you know, I've never done it, but I know stand-up comedy is not as easy as it looks. You have to make people laugh. You know what I mean? They're just looking at you. So what do you do, like, if maybe one person's not on a particular night? How do you motivate them to, you know, just shake it off and kind of move on to the next night?
Pick on them. That's what we do. We pick on them and tell them, look, nigga, you gotta get yourself together. We ain't trying to hear none of that. They cry. Nah, because you got to let me tell you, because we comedians, so we're not going to say, like, we ain't like, yo, you suck or nothing like that, but we be like, come on, man, you know what's up. Like, we all have our moments. It's like, we know which crowd we going to please the best, because you can't please everybody, but I'm all jokes aside, like, I'm just joking about we pick on each other, but we do have a little fun with it, but at the same time, we do say, like, yo, bro, look, this is what you should have did. Like, you ain't stick to your script. And it's like that kind of motivate that person. Or if one of us do real good and the other one doesn't do so good, he'll see that from himself and say, yo, you know what? Next time, I'm going to make sure I do good.
Yeah, it eats at you. So, like, you constantly are trying to improve and get better. So, I mean, like, but that's the beauty of it, though. If one person's not on, it's rare that all four people aren't on.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's like a game, like a basketball game, you know. You may have a night that you're just not on, but there are other people that support you around that. And do you think that's kind of how y'all work, that you're able to support each other? Maybe one person's not having the best night, but the other three are able to kind of pick up the slack?
That's I'm going to keep it real with you. That's a disguise we got. So it's like this. We have comedy grind, right? And if one of us don't do so good and the other three kills, you'll never remember that the other member didn't do so good.
Yeah.
You'll always be like, yo, Comedy Ground was hilarious. And maybe next time that one to pick up the slack. So it's kind of like some people feel like we cheating, but we not cheating. It is what it is, you know.
It's a team.
To be honest with you, I wouldn't even consider cheating because if you ask me, like, as four of us, we grind. So it's rare. To be honest with you, when we call us bombing, other people might find that we still did good. Like, we are very hard critics on ourselves. So, like, it's never been really too much of a time where we really got a complete silent room. It's just we might not have made them laugh how we wanted them to, but we still laugh. And it's like you always get that big laugh. So
Exactly. So tell me about, like, a night when it's, like, just a great night. Everyone's joking, hitting the audience, giving what you want, y'all giving them what they want. How does it feel after a show like that when you walk away from the stage?
Will can't go home. It's one of the days where you love everybody.
All right, I'm Will Wright, and I'm going to explain my side. I think each one of us is faithful on that one. If I kill a show, man, like he said, I can't go home, man. I feel like I don't do drugs or anything, but I'm so high off of the energy in the room to, like, I got to show love and appreciate everybody for laughing and coming out and supporting at the time, because you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us at the moment. And I just, like you said, I can't go home, man. I just love the stage time and everybody just showing love at that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so a lot of times, you know, I won't say a lot of times, sometimes comics, they get, you know, kind of criticized because, you know, I think part of comedy is they'll make jokes about things that are really kind of touchy, you know, whether it's sexuality or dealing with race or dealing with religion. How do you tread that line? How do you know how far to go as a comedian and what to leave alone?
Go ahead, Sean. I
honestly think that's your job as a comedian, to kind of break down those social barriers. It's like we kind of look at ourselves as artists. So it's we try to paint. We got a real graphic picture to paint, but we try to paint it with pretty colors. So we make people laugh at those situations that normally they may frown upon or maybe look at sideways. We try to find a different perspective on them, so, you know, maybe they can laugh at their situation or find the good in it or find a lesson in it.
Hey, Steve Brown, want to add
that's
on
coming
this.
From the dirtiest comic of the group.
Hey,
I actually do everything clean, but crazy thing is, even though I don't curse and I try to stay away from the topics, one time I got kicked off the stage for saying something offensive.
for doing what?
That's a crazy one. You never know. Like, some nights, you know, a joke will work some places, and then other nights it just won't work because some people live like a bomb.
demographics.
Steve Brown got a subject. Steve Brown can some love. Right. I'm on.
Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
All right. But on that topic though, I do like as a comedian, you got to also tell jokes upon what you want people to know you as and to come see you for. So it's like,
right.
I mean,
right.
It's like once you hop on stage and you grab the mic, okay, you can hit topics, but you want the world to see where you're coming from. This isn't about, like, you telling jokes to be in their shoes. You tell jokes to show the world, like, you put them in your world as a comedian. And that's why they're laughing, because it's, like, you put them in your world, and after a show, when they relate to your world, like, even though they might not think like you, and they know they don't think like you, they understand your viewpoint. So what Sean said about painting the picture is the biggest thing, because we all don't think alike. And that's the beauty about the world. We don't think alike. So it means when a person has a topic and he approaches a topic a certain way, and it's like, you're like, wow, that's crazy and it's disrespectful, but I never thought of it that way. He has a point. Then that as long as you have a point, they can't be mad at you. They can't.
Right, right. And how do you deal with, like, if someone is criticized, like, they shouldn't have went there, they shouldn't have been there? How do you deal with that, like, from a professional standpoint?
You don't.
You take it with a grain of salt. I mean, thank you, who cares, but I still got to do what I got to do.
Right, right. Yeah,
it depends on how they think about it.
I put it like this. If people can rap about Molly and females and people bop to it in the club, why can't I tell a joke about it and have you laugh about it in the club?
Exactly. I know a lot of comedians, they talk about personal experiences. Do you think that's like the bulk of where the humor comes from, what you've experienced?
Yeah, because
how you remain original. Because if you went through it, then you can't take a joke from somebody if it personally happened to you. So, I mean, that's where originality and that's where – you know, your funny comes out because only you've seen that situation the way you've seen it.
Right. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you about something that happened in entertainment news today. So, Sierra, you know, the singer Sierra, she performed at, I think it was Black Girls Rock or something over the weekend, and there was a picture of her performing, and she was like, she was going in vocally. You know, she's not really known for, you know, powerful vocals, but she was in that picture like she was killing it. And so someone, you know, they always do memes. They did a meme and they say, I need to know what song requires so much of Sierra. And then Tamar Braxton liked the picture. And it kind of went viral because they're like, oh, Tamar's trying to kind of shade her low key. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I got the perfect answer for that one.
Okay.
Haters is always going to hate. That's all I'm going to say. Haters always going to hate. It's like maybe because she's mad because they didn't ask her to do it, so she got something to say. That's all it is. Like people always got something to say, man. I don't care what you're doing. You could be doing the right thing. Somebody going to say something about it, man. Tell Tamar to go kill herself.
Anybody else on topic?
Nah, I'm cool.
Hold on, wait. Who's going?
That's anybody else on the chime in?
All right.
Anybody else?
I'll go. I'll touch it. I mean, just off of what Will said, man, like, it makes the world go round. Like, you can't expect to do something great and no one don't have something to say about it. Like, you got to think, like, if you can't handle that type of criticism, if you can't handle the hate, then why do you want to be successful? You know it's going to happen. My whole thing is, When that does happen, you have to be great about it. Anything negative you can make into an asset. So you make the hate into an asset. People love drama. Make it sell. Make it sell. That's how you get money.
Make it sell. I'm asking you.
That's a great point.
Good.
No, not to cut you off, but that's a great point that Steve made. Even with the social media, it's like, you know, everything's up for debate now. Everybody wants to talk about everything. But I mean, when they kind of make something out of nothing just because she liked the picture, you know, maybe it's something positive, or we don't know her point of view on it, but we can make it look like she's throwing shade. So it's all how you look at it and all about how you make the best of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So each of y'all, here's the question. Our tonight's question of the day, I want you all to answer it individually. It's what are some bad habits that are deal breakers when it comes to dating or getting to know someone?
I guess it's crazy that I would say this, but I don't like a girl who curses too much or is too vulgar. I think that's a guy's place to be a little aggressive or be a little chauvinistic, but a woman should be a lady. I want a lady for a woman.
Yeah, I agree with that. Will, what about you, Will?
Oh, can you say the question again? I hear all the way.
Oh, yeah. The question is, what are some bad habits that are deal breakers when it comes to dating or getting to know someone?
Like in the beginning?
Yeah, in the beginning. Like you meet a chick and y'all go out and you're like, oh, no, this ain't going to work. She did this. What would be it for you?
Damn. Make me pay for the dinner. No, I'm just joking. Make me pay for dinner. Yeah, that's a deal breaker for me. I'm cheap as hell. So now, a deal breaker. You know what? I've been out the game for a minute, but probably bad breath. If my breath stinks so bad that I had to fart, I can't do it.
All right, Will. What about you, Kel?
Oh, man. For me, I hate, over-opinionated women. Like, I hate when somebody know all the answers before they know you.
Exactly.
Like, for example, you tell me what to do with my career and you never seen me perform. I just hate, people that know it all without, trying to learn it all. That's just me.
Exactly. Okay. What about you, Steve?
All right. She has to be right all the way around. So if I'm going out with a chick and she wants to be low-key, she's looking over her damn shoulder all the time. If she don't have a Facebook page, if she has a non-job application name, if her name is Shaquita or anything, that's a red flag. I'm about to break this down to you because this is good. Her vocabulary. If she starts mispronouncing shit, it's a deal breaker with me. And another thing is, if she's talking about her last relationship and a nigga used to put hands and feet on her and she was with him too long, that's a deal breaker because a smart woman, once she gets hit, she gets out of it. If you've been hit one too many times, been in a relationship too long, your decision making is not key, so your ass is out.
Yeah, Lord.
That's
the Brown on the ones and twos.
Hey, man, I had to keep it real for a minute right quick.
Hey, I appreciate that. So, correct me. Y'all on tour now or about to do a tour? Which one is it?
Say it again?
Are y'all on tour now or about to do a tour?
Right now we on the grind. That's all we on right now. But we trying to build up something, man. We doing stuff like this, man. We trying to get out there as much as possible. We could do a big tour or something like that. But right now we just grinding.
Right, comedy grind. What is it? Because there's so many, talented comedians out there, doing their thing. What is it that would you say the biggest challenge to, just hitting that main stage? Because y'all are funny. We can tell that from just listening. Y'all are funny. But what is the biggest challenge? Hitting that mainstream.
I can answer this.
Go ahead, Steve.
The main thing that's the hard part about comedy is hitting all the dimensions of humor. Through our grind, we realize that the same thing in New York isn't funny in Philly, and the same thing in Philly isn't funny in Baltimore, and et cetera.
Yeah.
And I feel like once people see us and they see us everywhere, and we're able, and they see that we mastered being funny everywhere, as far as white people, Mexican people, black people, people that can't hear, people that can't see. If we making everyone laugh at one time, that's when we, that's, I feel like that's the hard part about comedy in general, is being able to make everybody laugh.
Universal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyone
want to answer that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's crazy because you can be seen by somebody any night and you never know where that's going to take you. Like, people get booked from all sorts of things. So, like, as far as getting seen by somebody that's going to put you somewhere, it's crazy. Like, you have to be on all the time. That's why they say perform to your best ability no matter where you're at. You never know who's watching you. There's people, like, that see us all the time. You know, if you do a show with 100 people and 100 people saw you, but it was dark in there, you only saw the first row, you don't know who saw you. So you always got to be on your A game.
Right.
You know, so it means, like, as far as, like, being out in the streets, being in the supermarket, you can't be out there. You talk about God on stage, and then you out there slapping females off stage. Like, it doesn't go together.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to add on that, I like it because, I mean, we call it a grind, but I like it because it's four of us and we all have a different perspective. We all have a different idea of what we call success. You know, some might be looking for that main stage as well. Some of us in the group might be trying to create that main stage for yourself. Like, I would rather, you know, be able to have my own show than to be put on a big show. Maybe a show with 50,000 people, I could get put on, could have my own show with 500 people. It's like, I'd rather own a gas station than just be a worker at Walmart. Walmart's way bigger than my gas station, but I own the gas station. It's just how you approach it and what building our brand is trying to do. When we go out to these shows, everybody's looking at us as just four, and it's like, well, what is their brand? How we present ourselves is at a higher level. That's what we're trying to get to.
Absolutely. I think y'all definitely on y'all's way. I'm going to go through each member of Comedy Grind and tell us where they came up with you and any last thoughts. Let's start with you, Sean. Sean, you still there?
Sean Wiggins.
Will, what's going to you, Will?
Okay, yeah, all right, I'm here. I don't know. I think his phone went down. I think he's coming over. But, all right, anyway, well. My name is Will Wright. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at WillAlmighty87. Once again, that's WillAlmighty87. Any last thoughts? Put God first and chase your dreams and follow him because it's worth it if you go ahead and follow him, man. That's it. That's all I got to say about that.
Absolutely.
Kel. John back. Oh, all right. My thing is, find me on Facebook, Mikkel, M-C-K-E-L-L-E, Kells, K-E-L-L-Z, Barksdale. On Facebook, you can find me on Instagram, Kells the Comic, K-E-L-L-Z-T-H-E, Comic. Also, you can find our group page, Comedy Grind ENT, on Instagram. And my last thought, man, I tell everybody, man, find God, find the joy he brings to your life, and do it. I don't care what it is that you want to do, just do it. Whatever the Lord put you on this earth to do.
Absolutely.
And
what about you, Steve? I'm sorry.
Oh, my bad. All right, well, first and foremost, I'm starting it off with follow me at Esavenico12. I mean, a lot of people can't spell that, so. I mean, if you can't find me, you know you got my Comedy Grind brothers to look for. And my last words is, man, look, you get out of things what you put in them. And right now we hungry, we everywhere. So what we do is Comedy Grind, man, we trying to, four young brothers, trying to grind out so the world can hear what we got to say. That's all this all about. We want the world to hear what we have to say.
Absolutely.
And Sean, I don't know if you guys miss me, but you can follow me on Instagram at Infamous Shawnee Mac. You guys been tweeting us. They can go on your page and look for us. You know how to find that. You can follow me on Twitter at Grand_Gouda. And we got the jersey We got the Jersey Talent Showcase coming up. I don't know if you've seen the flyer, but we got the Jersey Talent Show, the Talent Showcase coming up. April 16th,
that's
a Thursday. New Jersey. What'd you say?
The mic tomorrow, Sean. I'm talking about the mic tomorrow, too.
Thursday, April 16th, we got the Jersey Talent Showcase. It's going to be at Willenboro, New Jersey. And tomorrow night, we're going to be at Mount Holly, New Jersey for our Turnt Tuesdays. We've been going on for about 6 months strong. It's a great show. You guys come on out and support us. If you follow us, you're going to see everything we do. You really see that we're on this grind. So we really appreciate this opportunity. And, yeah, anybody else got anything to say?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
All right, this is Will Wright. Once again, man, before I go, I know you said if it was any more last thoughts, I want to give a shout-out to my wife that's listening. Taja, I love you, baby. And shout-out to my kids that's supposed to be in the bed, but they might be listening, too. Daddy, love
right.
y'all. And y'all, I'll see y'all
and
soon.
And I'd like to thank God. I'd like to thank God, first and foremost, for letting us talk to you, for you getting up, for us getting up, for us being here. I'm not going to tell you where we at. But for us being here talking to everybody and having this opportunity, thanks to I like to shout out Sean for giving us this opportunity and putting us on the, putting us on this. And yeah. Oh, Comedy Grind, keep writing, keep working, stay humble, stay hungry. That's the motto. Inspired by my boy Kels Barksdale. Shout out to him, shout out to my mom down there for having me and making me crazy like I am. And that's all I got to say.
Listen. Sean Connor, Will Wright, Kel Barksdale, and Steve Brown, Comedy Grind. Appreciate y'all for joining us tonight, man. I wish y'all all the success moving forward, and I can't wait to see y'all on the big screen one day, y'all.
Same here, man. We can't wait to see y'all again.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Take care. Have a good one.
All right. All right. God bless.
God bless you, too. And for more information about Comedy Grind, visit our Facebook page. It links to all of them. You can check them out. Funny guys. We'll be right back after this.
The radio show, in association with Angels Clubhouse, bring you the West Coast Show-Off, going down July the 30th, 2011, at the Los Angeles Convention Center. Come enjoy new future stars of tomorrow as they show off their skills on stage. For ticket or performance information, visit our website at www.theradioshow.com or call 323-331-8573, 323-331-8573.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Now it's time to go on to Stephen's playlist. As you know, we see people all over the country want to be featured on this segment. We select both independent and major artists to play. We try to keep the music great, you know what I mean? Tonight we feature both independent and major artists. If you're interested in being featured, email us at submissions@thestephenknightshow.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Remember that all songs must be edited for radio. Meaning no cursing. We definitely look forward to hearing your music. Also, connect with us on social media. Like I said, let us know your thoughts, your comments. If you have show ideas, you know, just let us know. The first song tonight is by yours truly, featuring my homie, Nadia Leon, entitled Let You Go. Check it out and enjoy Stewart's playlist.
I didn't have a
Somebody's on your side of the bear track. And I didn't wanna have to take it there, but you play too much. So I guess it's in the game. E-A. And what am I supposed to say? I know you did me dirty, but we can make it work. I know you didn't mean to hurt me. I know we got our problems and need to go away your worries. Let's just sit and talk about it over McGee's McFlurry. One thing's for hot damn certain. This plays a rap. You can go and close them curtains. And this is a mess, starting with yourself first. I am dropping bad habits, starting with the very worst. Now it's on to the next one. African American, Puerto Rican, Swedish, French lover, or a German. I'm really determined. All kinds of moves. Ever since we've been done, I've had so much to do.
Tonight, our thanks goes out to LaShonda Haynes, the Comedy Grind. Thank you all for joining us tonight. God bless. Have a great week.
You came here to party, go on, put your hands up. If you want to get it started, go on, put your hands up. All my ladies in the front, all my thugs in the club. If you're looking for some love, go on.